I actually don't. I always start that song, and then I realize I don't really know how the Halloween theme song goes.
You don't know? Thank you for being a friend.
Right. Yeah. It always starts to morph into another song about
something
through.
Else. Well, yeah. That's certainly the experience I had this week.
Oh, yeah. So this is our bonus episode on Halloween 2018.
We're giving you a bonus because you've been such good girls and boys this Halloween.
Right.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
If you're not wearing a costume while listening to this episode, you are doing it wrong.
Pause it. Go put something on.
Put on. It doesn't even matter what it is.
Yeah. Just maybe you have a fun hat.
A fun hat. You know, if you have a bowler hat, put that on.
Ooh.
You know, you could be like a cute little bulldog.
Oh, see, I was thinking like Clockwork Orange, but yeah.
That would be cool too. Or if you've been catching up on Netflix's Haunting of Hill House, you can be the tall man with the bowler hat.
Is that the character name?
I don't know. I don't know if he has a name, but I was watching it last night and he is very creepy, but he's very stylish because he's got the bowler hat on. So
it's always those tall, well-dressed men who are also a little creepy.
Thank you. Well, I'm not tall.
No,
I'm, it's okay. I don't think I'm creepy either.
No.
But I'll try to be funny.
Yes, try to be funny, Josh.
Well, you guys have been such good girls and boys, and we're not going to spank you this Halloween. Also, we're going to give you an extra episode.
But we saw Halloween. We saw it in theaters, which what Josh is referring to is the woman who sat next to Josh kept, whenever the movie went silent, would quietly sing the Halloween theme song,
yeah.
But with about as much accuracy as I just
yeah,
did.
Yeah, we treated ourselves to a friend outing. It was us and a group of friends, and we went to go see Halloween at the 11 o'clock showing in New York City. And my God, was it an experience.
Yes. So the woman who was next to Josh, she kept, when it was quiet, she'd go, dee 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 dee. It was not
at all accurate.
Tried. And then every time somebody got into a predicament or put themselves, she'd go, stupid.
That's stupid.
Stupid.
She was very adamant about letting people know how stupid they
were. Yeah,
yeah. But you know what? That's fine. But you know, also, she brought a child with her.
She did.
She had like an 8-year-old kid.
There were some children at this movie.
And that's okay, I think.
I mean, how old were you when you saw Halloween? Because I don't count because I saw everything.
I don't know.
In my 30s.
Original, I was maybe like, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know. I remember it being pretty young and watching it.
It was pretty scary.
It was pretty cool.
It was
like,
I,
if you guys
I
had,
liked
like,
it.
I will definitely say this is going to be a very mini episode. We're going to try to go through as much as we can. But yeah, I would say if you can and if you want to go check it out. There's really nothing relevant and nothing really stands out. It's just a really well-made Halloween movie.
Yeah. So what was your favorite part?
Oh man. Oh well, let's start with the credits, the opening credits. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
The opening credits are okay. So if you guys haven't seen this yet, I'm going to try my best to not
this is
spoil
be
anything.
Like, oh, I don't know. I think we can just accept it's going to be full of spoilers.
So maybe this might be full of spoilers.
Yeah.
Who knows? But the opening, just like, I mean, this is definitely a movie that kind of harks back to the original, because the opening credits, instead of it being a fully inflated pumpkin or jack-o'-lantern, it is a deflated jack-o'-lantern
totally
that's
like,
just completely crumbled to the ground. And then as the credits go through, it comes back and grows back into its fully formed jack-o'-lantern.
That was amazing.
And it was pretty badass.
That was really cool.
And it was
also I love an old school like credit sequence like that. You know,
yeah.
I like that a lot of movies now are starting to do that, like full on credit sequence. I feel like we stopped doing that for a while.
I think it's because people just don't care.
Yeah, but I love a good credit sequence.
Yeah, this and Napoleon Dynamite.
I was thinking even when, I know this is not horror related in this life, but when we saw A Star is Born and they had that, like that really long kind of opening credit sequence where she's walking down the street and she's whistling and the title card comes up. I love that.
But that's it.
Yeah.
It didn't have any of the other credits.
Yeah, they had some credits at the beginning, didn't they?
I can't remember.
Jesus. Okay, well, it's not a Lady Gaga podcast.
Oh, well, then never mind. Yeah. I don't want to do this episode anymore.
Lady Gagacast.
She was great. No, that was but we're not talking
we're
about
We're not talking about she was
born.
Also great.
This but like yeah, it was good to see Jamie Lee Curtis back. She's Jamie Lee, namesake.
Killing it. Yeah.
Furiosa.
If you're joining us, Josh's sister is named Jamie after Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's true. If this is your first time listening, that is the family staple, is that she is named after Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. My dad and my mom don't want to admit it, but my mom pretty much told me.
In case you wonder where the horror movie gene comes from, it is all Josh's family.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great. And because my dad followed a group of campers around one year.
Took them off one by one.
Yeah, all one by one. Yeah. Still haven't caught them yet. It's great.
Yeah. But I love seeing Jamie Lee back. She's like just as tough
as a granny as she was back
in the original.
So this is a movie that posits one and two and then this movie. Like nothing between.
Oh, good. Okay.
They basically say like at one point in the movie, it's like, wasn't your mom friends? a sister with Michael Myers, and they were like, no, that's just someone made that up, which is cool, I think, because it kind of like it retcons everything in this.
Yeah.
So then it's no longer just like an act of like, oh, it's part of a family. It's just a random act of violence. That's just happened to this woman.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I think that kind of raises the stakes a little bit more.
Yeah.
Which is even scarier.
It's just like hell-bent on revenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved how many, because again, I've seen four of the Halloween movies, the first four, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I know I've missed a lot of ground. So first off, I was like, oh, cool. This is going to go back to what I know. it doesn't mean that I need to have seen the other movies, which I liked.
I was kind of, I feel like I should have told you that going in. It's good.
It's good that I got surprised. It was great. That. But I also loved how many little like shot, I don't know, what would you call it? Like an homage to shots from the first one.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like the three girls walking down the sidewalk together, or like
the three girls.
Huh?
Wasn't just the two girls and the boy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But in the first one when it's,
I see.
Okay. PJ Souls
and Annie,
when the three of them are like walking home that day. And totally. So then we got to see that shot again. And then we saw like, the return of my favorite character from the first two Halloween movies, Ham Sandwich Lady.
Oh, Ham Sandwich Lady was there.
I love Ham Sandwich Lady, and she was back. Making a sandwich.
Wouldn't it be great if she just survived the second movie?
Oh, my God.
And she just can't make ham sandwiches anymore Michael Myers always comes in, and he's just, like, beating the fuck out of her with a hammer.
Like, I just want to make a sandwich.
Yeah. It's just like, I can't make sandwiches anymore because every time I do, a man comes in with a hammer, and he beats me with it.
What if she was making that sandwich for Michael?
Oh, that'd be cute.
It's like leaving cookies for Santa. She's like, I heard Michael's out. He might be hungry.
Boom, 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 boom.
Enjoy your sandwich, Michael.
I will, thank you.
But he doesn't eat it. He just
tries to stuff it through the little slit in his mouth. That would be great.
He does like sniff it, but then he just grabs the hammer that's next to the sandwich.
No, not the hammer. It's a knife. If it was a hammer, that woman needs help as far as how to prepare ham sandwiches.
Sorry, he grabbed a hammer at a different point in the movie, right?
No, he grabs it before he that's what he kills her with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the really good sequence because it starts where they just follow him through these random houses that he finds, mm-hmm. and he just starts murdering people, which was super cool. Like, I love that. He walks into this woman's house with a hammer, beats her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and this is a really nice little touch too. And it's not the first time it's happened, but like as he's like grabbing the knife, and he's walking through, you start to hear a baby crying. You remember that?
Oh, no, I guess I didn't.
Oh, you don't remember that? Mm. So, like, once he's done killing that woman, he grabs a butcher knife, and he's walking through the house. And then as he's walking towards the front of the house, you hear a baby crying. And he walks up to, like, the baby crib.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just, like, stands there, and he just, like, moves.
Yeah.
It was just the...
And our audience was so scared he was going to kill that baby.
Yes.
People were very concerned. Yes.
Everybody was like, he's going to kill that baby.
Well, Michael can do anything. That's the problem. He's unhinged. He can do anything.
Can we also talk about he kills a kid in this movie.
He did.
He fucking murders a child.
Yeah.
Which is also, I think, one of the coolest moments in this whole movie. So, just like... Kind of like to know the plot of this movie is kind of like, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
He escapes again.
Yeah, he's escaped. He's after Jamie Lee again.
Yeah, our healthcare system failed in trying to help him.
Yeah.
And he just leaves.
Yeah.
And so he makes this bus crash. So all these inmates are rummaging around. They're all wandering around the street, and this father and son who are going on a hunting trip.
They
preface it with like the son's like, he's like, I could be at dance class right now or something.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go hunting.
Yeah. He's like, I could be at dance class. And they have this really weird like conversation about dance class.
Yeah.
And he's like, you never come to my dance class. He's like, well, I mean, you know, I'm really busy. He's like, it'd be really great if you did. He's like, you know what? I will come to your dance class.
They had to establish that he was going to come to the dance class before he got murdered.
And then he got murdered.
Yeah. He'll never go to a dance class. And then he'll never dance again.
He'll never dance again. Not this boy. He's not going to pirouette all over that stage. Not after what Michael did to him.
It's a real Billy Elliot.
Man, if only Billy Elliot got murdered in a car.
I was going to say, that is not the plot of Billy Elliot in the slightest.
I have no idea what Billy Elliot is, but like, honestly, if that movie ended with Billy Elliot getting strangled to death and beaten in a car, I would probably watch Billy Elliot. So anyway, and we also get a new Loomis.
Yes.
Who I can't remember this guy's name. I can't remember the doctor's name.
I pulled it up.
But Lori literally tells him,
it's not Hawkins, right?
No, Hawkins is the sheriff.
Yeah.
So, Lori literally just tells him, she's just like, oh, you're the new Loomis.
Right.
So
audience,
this is the new Loomis.
Okay. But I have a question.
I'm still Lori.
I have a question about new Loomis.
Okay.
So this is where I was confused. So when they, was, Allison, is that the daughter, the granddaughter?
The granddaughter?
Yeah.
The grandmother and the granddaughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Allison.
So when Allison's like out and she gets picked up and she's being driven around by new Loomis with Michael in the car. So it's Hawkins.
Yeah. It's Hawkins. Hawkins and her.
Allison and Michael.
Wait, no, he's not in the car yet. Michael's not in the car yet.
Okay. So that scene, this is where I get confused. Right.
Okay. I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
New Loomis wants to kill Michael. And remember, for like a hot second, he puts the mask on.
Right.
But then he like changes his mind, takes it off, puts Michael in the car with the mask back on, and then drives away.
Okay. So this was...
And then that plot point is never addressed because then he gets murdered and that's the end of it. But it was like he wanted to... It was like a weird false flat... Like, I was very confused by that part.
This is what I think it was, because...
Like, of the whole movie, that was the part where I was like, what is going on?
So he kills... He kills Hawkins...
Yeah.
And he puts Michael in the car with Allison. So she's basically sharing the back seat.
Right. He knew Loomis.
Loomis kills Hawkins, yeah. And so he puts him in the car, and as he's driving away with Allison, he's like, I've never heard him speak.
But before that, I'm talking about before that, when he's like, I just wanted to feel what it was like to kill somebody because I needed to get in Michael's head or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said something weird like that, and that was when he was wearing the Michael mask, and for a second we were like, what's going on?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But then he gets killed, so it doesn't ever get addressed again. But it was very weird. Like, I didn't understand why.
I don't know. I think he says he knows so much about Michael. He's
right,
obsessed.
So then he was like,
him.
I gotta kill somebody.
I think he's just so obsessed with Michael that he has to, like, murder someone to kind of...
But I didn't understand why that was in the movie. And then he died, so it didn't really matter, ultimately.
I mean, to me, it felt like he had to kill somebody to further know what Michael was about.
Right.
And then he was like, I'm going to take him to see Lori because then he might actually say something. And then I can...
Why is he so obsessed with hearing Michael talk?
Because he thinks he sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. Lori! All right. No, that's more Harvey Firestein.
Lori!
Yeah. So maybe that's it.
Yeah. We've never heard Michael speak?
No.
Oh.
No, we've never heard him speak.
And have we ever seen his face?
We did in the first one.
Oh, right, for like
Remember?
A hot second.
Yeah, for a hot sec. We kind of see him in this one.
No, they do a lot of kind of like strategic blurring and stuff, so you don't ever really get to
see
his face.
Which
is why I thought, I was wondering if they were going to do a big reveal or something, but I also didn't know if they'd ever, in all the previous movies, shown his face.
Other than the first one.
The first one.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, they did a really good job with obscuring his face.
Yeah, but it was so intentional the way they hid it that I kept waiting for it to be a reveal or something. I just didn't know.
Yeah, if he just like turns around and it's like somebody you just wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh man, who would it be? Like it's Rick Moranis.
Oh, see, I was going opposite. I was going like, could it be Cardi B?
Oh, that'd be great. Wouldn't that be amazing? Aquafina.
Aquafina
is Michael Myers.
Oh my God.
That would blow people's fucking minds.
Oh my God. How mad would people get if there was an Asian woman as Michael Myers?
Oh, the boards would be lit up.
People would be so mad.
The libs would be all over this shit.
Yeah. Even if she's wearing a mask the whole time, people would be like, what? Please.
What, you're telling me a Asian woman's going to play Michael Myers?
They didn't like an Asian woman in Star Wars. They're not going to like an Asian woman in Halloween.
Yeah, it's such fucking horseshit. Get over yourselves. Yeah. Jesus.
So, okay, can we talk about Judy Greer?
Oh, yeah, Judy Greer.
Judy Greer. Judy Greer gets the best moment in the movie, by the way.
She's a treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The part where she's like pretending to, where she's crying. She's like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't
and
do
then,
it.
Yeah.
And then Michael walks in and she's like, bam. She shoots him.
Fucking got you.
Gotcha. And then she shoots him.
I got you.
I loved that.
That was really good. She's Judy Greer is so like.
Who knew she was like a good serious actress?
She does everything and she's really good in everything.
I always think of her as just being like very goofy, but she was really good.
No, she's great. She does everything. That's the, that's Fatty Magoo. Fatty Magoo from It's Always Sunny.
That's right.
She does everything. She's great.
She's really good.
She's really, really good.
Yeah, I really loved watching a grandma and a mom and a daughter all.
It was three generations of Strodes.
Up
against this one hulking shadow.
I know, but three ladies.
Three ladies. That's right. Okay. No men in this.
Okay, Josh, I want you to imagine.
Although I will say that the dad in this movie, I think will probably be me in like 30 years.
He was much older than Judy Greer, right? Like,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, Judy Greer is just naturally beautiful, and maybe she's just younger.
It. Yeah. No, but I want you to imagine, because I imagine this in my life. I want you to imagine your sister Jamie,
okay,
and your mom,
okay,
and Grandma Eva, rest in peace, fighting a demon together, and imagine how great that would be. Because then I started to imagine. I was like, okay, what would it be if it was like me and my sister and my mom. And my grandma Bebe, rest in peace.
You guys would just plan a party.
It would be. That's exactly what it would be. It'd be like, we're going to get a surprise party for murder. That's what it would be.
Oh, man. Eva.
That's what we all like to do.
Eva would be the most unhinged maniac on this guy.
Yeah.
And also to let everybody know, Eva passed away. She passed away in August, unfortunately. Yeah.
Our
RIP.
Wonderful.
My grandma Eva, she passed away.
Beautiful grandma Eva.
Yeah, she was a very sweet lady and yeah, so she's in a better place now. Yeah. But
I'm trying to imagine Jamie and your mother and Eva fighting together.
Oh, man. Eva, okay, so this is what I picture. Eva would be in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Right? And she was capable to walk.
Yeah,
anywhere.
She didn't need a wheelchair. She just gets one.
But she did that at Disneyland and people were just like, oh, do you need to get in the front of this
line? Disneyland is the place to do that.
Yeah, so she'd be in a wheelchair and Michael would probably be like just standing there and Eva would just be like, oh, you're going to come and get me? You're going to come and get me? And he just walk up to her and she just goes, I fucking got you. And then she pushes a detonator on the wheelchair and explodes.
With her, she's got to
go out
kill?
In Blades of Glory. That's what she does. She self-sacrifices herself.
She self-sacrifices. Wow. Yeah. I like that.
And then my mom would most likely try to poison him.
Yeah.
With her home cooking. She's a not good cook.
Yeah. Mine is definitely my mom and my grandma and I planning a really elaborate surprise party / booby trap, aka like a la Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Bebe is like, I'm going to get these flowers, but they're also knives. That would have been Bebe for sure.
This cat is full of knives. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give you this cat. No, well, like Lori home alones her house, like, in the best way possible.
Yeah. Look, I love a good Home Alone.
There's a good, like, she has iron rod gates for each bedroom. So that was kind of cool, too. So the finale of the movie is basically her trapping Michael in the house.
Oh, yeah. She just keeps, like, closing room after room,
room
after room.
Room after
like,
room. She goes through the entire house making sure that every, like, she kind of, like, knows what his next move is. So she kind of, like, even if she closes off everything in the house, he's going to be secluded in one room. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. And I think her idea was just that, like, whatever room he's in, he's fucking dead.
Yeah.
And she did her shit. Like, she's got her iron bath, her iron bathtub, and she's got spikes everywhere. Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
And she's got crossbows.
Yeah.
She's got a crossbow
she's
in that
ready.
Arsenal. She's ready for that
shit. She had an amazing arsenal of stuff.
Oh, man.
One other person that never came back that I thought was going to be the douchebag boyfriend. Allison's shitty boyfriend, the one who was dressed as Bonnie when they did to the dance.
Oh, yeah.
He never came back. He never came back.
Nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to
him. I really thought, I was like, either they're going to kill him really gruesomely, or he's going to come back in the end and like help save the day. And I'm glad that he didn't. I'm glad that it was like the three ladies, because I thought that was really cool, but...
How pissed would you be if like Michael is about to murder all three of these women at once, and this guy dressed as Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde, it's just like shoots him in the head. He's like, that was easy.
Here's what I would love for it to happen, because this is a 2018 horror movie. So the women are like in the middle of like fighting Michael, and he walks and he's like, oh, hey guys. Hey, oh yeah, I thought I'd come in and help. And he starts being all mansplaining and weird, and then Michael just like axes him through the head.
So what you got here is a serial killer. Serial killers, kind of, whatever.
Oh man, wouldn't that have been great?
And then Michael just murders him?
Yeah.
And Michael that would
just
be
like,
so cool.
As he's in the middle of like, well, let me tell you about serial killers. So I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. And blah, blah, blah.
So I don't know if you guys follow a lot of message boards on Reddit, but...
I've been really active in the R Unexplained.
So I consider myself a social justice warrior.
Oh my God, I would have loved that.
Man, that would have been great.
Yeah.
I papered for Bernie Sanders.
Ugh.
Man, I hate this character we created.
I know, we gave him way more characterization than I think he really had in the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Besides
actually,
being a jerk.
He wasn't bad. He was just kind of like a...
He was with that other... He was hitting on that other girl while his girlfriend was in the bathroom. That was rude.
Yeah, that's true. And Allison was...
And then he like puts her phone in the...
Oh, yeah. He throws it in like a tapioca bowl?
A bowl of queso? I said it was queso, but I think that might just be the Texas showing.
I think, yeah, yeah. I think
it was like a punch bowl full of cheese.
He was just like, this is your phone? This is your phone? And he just throws it in the...
And yeah, for some reason he hates when she's on her phone.
Well, she's always... Okay, so I think she's very close to her grandmother. Mm-hmm. She always calls her grandmother, which is really weird.
That was a little weird.
Every single time she's like, where's grandmother? And I was like, just call her grandma or Gigi or something. Call her something.
Maybe Lori doesn't want to be called grandmother. Maybe she doesn't want like a cutesy nickname.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I...
Where's mama?
No, I like my mom has my nephews and nieces call her Gammy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think it's a person's right to choose their own grandparent nickname.
My name's going to be Beast Man.
Is it Grandpa Stinky?
Grandpa Stinky? Grandpa Beast? That'd be great.
I don't know. I my grandma Bebe, that's her name. So we just called her
first
name.
Bebe.
But I guess you call grandma Eva.
I called her Eva.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she responds to.
Yeah.
or I start rattling the wheelchair in the hallway, and she's like, "Oh, somebody call my name." Or I start scratch off. I have some scratch off tickets.
So wake
somebody. Somebody pull off some scratch off. You got some scratchies? That's what she'd say.
Scratchies.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, she does call her grandmother. But yeah, they're like always in constant communication.
Yeah, that's good. And then he throws her phone in the little queso dip.
Yeah, he puts her phone in queso.
Although
rude.
What do you think was the coolest kill in this entire movie?
Oh,
because I have a couple that I'm like, this is cool. Oh, this is cool too.
What was the one that I got really upset and I like threw your arm?
Okay, so there's a really cool sequence where I think his name is Oscar. He's like the horn dog.
Yeah.
He's like taking photos of all the girls. And he's like, oh yeah, you guys are all pretty. And he's kind of like, he's like the Josh Gad of this whole movie.
Yeah.
And so he's drunk, carrying all these beers in the backyard of this dude's house.
Oh yeah, while he's trying to hit on Allison. Yeah, Allison. He's like walking her home, but also
she's just not into it.
Yeah.
And so the motion lights go on and
off.
Yeah,
that part was really cool.
So the backyard is all has motion sensors. So as he's like encountering Michael, the lights come on and off.
And every time the lights click back on, Michael's closer. It was kind of like that thing in I Know What You Did Last Summer when the fireworks keep lighting up that hallway the alleyway. But yeah, I liked that kill, but also because I thought that the way that Michael kind of snuck up on him was really cool. But also, Josh had his hand on me and I freaked out and I threw Josh's hand.
You did.
Off the seat because it scared me so much.
Yeah, and then you screamed, "Don't touch me."
I didn't say don't touch me. I just went, "Ah!" Like that.
Mm.
I'm a delight to watch a movie with.
And then the woman next to me went, "That's stupid." I loved her. We're friends now.
She's great. She was It was just enough to be funny and not enough to be annoying. I kind of loved it.
I loved her so much. She was great. Don't do that. You're stupid.
Don't do that.
I would say like my favorite one was when, I think his name was Oscar, where he got stabbed on the fence.
Yeah.
That was pretty rad.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of really cool, I mean, and that's funny is that like this movie doesn't have a lot of kills in it. It just has like aftermath of the kills.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, is it when Allison's walking around the house and she sees, No.
Well, I know that like the bus, when they discover the bus, there's like a dude whose jaw is ripped in half.
Oh yeah.
The gas station, like there's people dead in there. Yeah. And then all this shit. It's crazy.
That's true.
Like we don't.
Yeah. Cause even like with ham sandwich lady, RIP, they pull her off screen and you just hear, those squishy drum, those like squishy noises.
Squishy noises.
You know, where it's like,
what is that?
That's a hammer going into a squishy body.
A squishy body?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was...
Gotta get these nails in!
It was real gross.
Yeah. I think that this was a pretty good movie. This is pretty solid.
And am I correct that we did not see Michael dead at the end of the movie, so he might still be around?
Technically.
I mean, they blew up the whole house.
Well, the whole house is on fire.
But that has never stopped Michael before.
Not really. He was burned in the last time that Laurie saw him.
He just keeps ticking.
Die.
So do you think they'll do another one?
They have to.
Do you think Jamie Lee Curtis will do it again?
She has to.
Yeah.
Because we want her to. She's been actually really cool about this whole thing.
I know. Like, I really love that she has enough love for this franchise to come back and do it, you know, many years later.
Yeah.
And play the same character. Like, not even like... You know, when they do remakes and like the original characters come back and they do like a little like scene cameo, like she's actually a character. She's full on in this movie.
I think that,
and I love that.
I think the character represents like a survival story, like a survivalist story.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important to her.
Yeah. I was kind of afraid she was going to die. I thought they were going to hand it off to Judy Greer.
No,
Allison.
What's such a cool last image of just the three of them.
Yeah, like, in that car. I know. You're just like, oh yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah. Nobody died. Well, a bunch of people died.
People died. people died.
Oh. No, they're sleeping.
They're sleeping. Shh. Ham sandwich lady's gonna wake up in a minute. Keep making sandwiches. Shh.
How long have I been out? You've been out for 4 years. You've been beaten with a hammer, Sandra. Is my ham still pure? Yeah, the ham's still there. Man.
Yeah.
What a cool... I actually liked it. Did you want to know something really fun about this movie?
What?
The guy who directed this movie directed Pineapple Express.
Oh, interesting.
Also, do you know who Danny McBride is?
Yeah.
He wrote this movie.
Oh.
With the guy who directed it.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
I like that.
It was really cool.
I like that.
I love if you're just like, gross.
No, I think that's fun.
They should just say Kenny Powers wrote this movie.
I like that kind of weird humor that it gives the movie, which makes sense. It's like weird, jokey
there's
humor.
There's a lot of
like
weird
it.
Moments in this movie where they're just like off the side tangents.
Yeah, but I like it.
The Bon Me conversation.
Oh my God, the whole Bon Me thing. Peanut butter Bon Me.
Yeah, peanut butter Bon Me, and like I think it was literally like a moment where like they just had to fill time, so just like just talk about something.
I forgot about the peanut butter Bon Me. That
the
was
peanut
fun.
Butter Bon Me, and then the dance class. There's probably something else that happened in this movie that I was delightful. Just like, yeah, there were a lot like it. I think for people who are like, oh, it's nothing like John Carpenter's original. I get it. You can't replicate what somebody else has done.
No, but I think it's a good like moving into the future kind of, it's very of its time.
Listen, evolution all depends on what has happened before. You take what has been given before and you evolve on that.
Yeah.
He's not bastardizing it. It's a great movie.
I thought it was delightful.
It's really fun.
Even when it scared me, I thought it was fun.
It's a really fun movie.
I get it.
Michael's back.
Yeah.
Michael's back. He's good.
I'm going to say, I think of all the franchises that we visit, I think Halloween's my favorite.
Okay.
I'm going to go on record with that.
Even though we watched the third one?
Yeah, I'll forgive the third one.
The third one's still fun.
I know. I love the first two so much. They're so fun.
Well, don't get too excited because we got we're going to go into four soon.
I know.
Then we got to talk about that.
Well, depending on which one you listen to first, there's another episode on Halloween 4. We're going to record in just a minute.
Exactly. Well, that's our thoughts on the new Halloween.
Yeah, if you want to hear us talk about this even more, we're going to be on the podcast Nerds from the Crypt coming up as part of their roundtable discussion about this movie.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to that. So we'll go into it probably more in depth over there.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Check it out. It's probably be really in a couple
fun.
Weeks.
They do some really fun interviews, roundtable discussions.
Yeah, it's like horror cool news shit. Stuff, and I'm going to be so out of my depth because I don't know anything about horror news, but I can talk about this movie.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And it'd be great if they were just like, we're just going to talk about baking.
I would be so into that. I know you that. Would,
and then I would be not helpful. Well, I mean, I can bake. I just can't bake very well.
It's okay. You're a really good sous chef, though.
I am. I'm
you can
actually,
like prep everything for me and then I can just make it. You're very good at that.
Yes, while all listening to John Carpenter music. Guys, yeah, it's absolutely. Halloween.
Have a wonderful Halloween,
please,
everybody.
Please enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Be responsible. If you're going to drink, drink hard, but be safe. Do one for us. We need you to drink for us because sometimes we feel like we're not drinking and having enough fun.
Go out. Have a great night, y'all.
Guys, if you have kids, dress them up in really cool costumes.
And send us
the pictures.
You know what we love? We love babies in costumes. We love dogs in costumes.
We love dogs, send them over. Babies, all of them in costumes. Hell, man, if you're proud of the costume that you got for Halloween, send it to us. We might repost that shit.
We love it.
And if you go as me and Liz, God help you.
No, that would be silly.
That would be silly as hell. But you know what? I appreciate your intuition.
That'd be great.
Thank you very
much.
All right,
Josh. I love you and I like you.
This is I love you and I like you. It's going to be really quick. I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
Okay.
History's greatest artistic works.
Citizen Kane.
Hamlet.
The Flair Steamboat Trilogy.
We'll only be discussing one of these on our new podcast, The Best There Ever Was, where we discuss the art of professional wrestling and the emotional connection that brings us back to it.
On season one, we're talking about greatest matches ever by members of the WWE Hall of Fame.
But definitely not Coco Beware.
I'm Fax.
And I'm Chris. And join us, the Curtain Jerks, as we discuss wrestling's greatest matches.
On The Best There Ever Was.
On the Atlantic Transmission Network.
This has been an Atlantic Transmission production.